Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is a Monday morning, the 22nd day of April, and a little chilly out there. We're in, is this fifth winter now? Is that what you call it?
I think we are finally in fifth winter.
Wow. Yeah. 41 degrees. It was in the 30s when I left my house this morning, so it is going to warm up nicely. It'll be in the 60s at some point today. Is that global warming? What do you think?
Bless you, Carl.
Yeah, bless you, Carl.
Thank you.
I don't know if anybody else could hear that or not, but I could.
I can't. When someone sneezes, I have to say bless you. Like, if you are a stranger 50 feet in front of me, I will still be like, bless you. I'm that person.
Yeah. Do you believe the devil is taking
no,
your soul?
No, I don't. Time? Nope. I just feel the need to, for whatever reason, I have to say bless you.
Well, good. I mean, that makes sense. That's a natural reaction. I said that because I wasn't sure if everybody else could hear Carl sneeze. But if you're watching on Facebook, you couldn't have missed it there. Well, I hope hope you're all right, Carl. That's good.
It's just the dust in the studio.
You think? Why is there dust in the studio?
Because it hasn't been cleaned in
so long. Oh, a little inside radio there for you this morning. Hey, coming up, we have got a fantastic show for you this morning. Hans von Spakovsky coming up next with more on a couple things I want to ask him about these Title IX changes that we've been discussing. And of course, President Trump's trial gets underway today up in New York. And there's been lots about that yesterday, including Kevin McCarthy speaking out about this yesterday. And we'll get to that for you here in just a couple of minutes. And it is it's crazy what they're getting away with. And you know, I'm not a huge fan of Kevin McCarthy, but I got to give him kudos for what he was out there saying this weekend, because it's absolutely the truth. And a little later, we're going to talk about Delta 8. It's this new, it's not new. They've been selling it for a while. It looks just like pot. It smells just like pot, but it's not regulated. It also gets you stoned, even though it has less THC than the regular stuff they're selling at the dispensaries. And a lot of police departments now, the chiefs are teaming up to try to get this stuff either regulated and or banned. And we're going to talk more about that with the chief from Lake St. Louis Police Department at about 7:08. Stay tuned for that. And more on Dylan Mulvaney coming to SLU tonight. We got lots of stuff coming up for you. But first, Carl, and I'll do the last one here for you. Let's get to the shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I don't have any anger toward the president. I feel sorry for him, right? I'm not angry at him. He's just stupid.
Joe! Yeah, that is a Catholic bishop up in Saginaw, Michigan, saying Joe Biden may be Catholic, but he doesn't understand the Catholic faith.
Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants.
Really, Hillary? I wonder if Joe Biden likes that, too, since he's now trying to lock up his primary opponent.
This is being done on a timely basis, and the House had to have the time to deliberate and do this in the right manner. I think we did our work here, and I think history will judge it well.
Yeah, I think Speaker Johnson there is in for a whole heap of trouble from his fellow Republican House members.
But it goes back to one question.
Yeah.
Does anybody in America believe President Trump would be holding this trial now if he wasn't running for president? That's the number one issue.
Yeah, I believe Kevin McCarthy is absolutely correct on that. It more than anything else, if you ask the American people that question, would Donald Trump be on trial right now in New York, in Georgia, in Washington, D.C., in Florida, would he be on trial for any of those things if he wasn't running for president? if he had retired and announced that he was going to back a candidate but would not be a candidate, none of those things would have happened.
Yeah.
None of them. And the Democrats' screw up here was not indicting him a year or two earlier so that they could have held their show trials prior to being this close to the election. Because I think this has just amplified it for most Americans. Even the people who don't like Donald Trump but still have a sense of fairness can look at this and see something's not right here. Why are you doing this close to an election? Why are you pushing so hard to try to get some sort of a conviction? Because you think if you can just convict him of something, just anything, then he can't win the presidency. Well, number one, you're wrong about that. But what you've done is light a fire under people's tail to make them realize that could be you. If the federal government decided tomorrow it wanted to find you guilty of doing something, maybe the IRS shows up on your door the next day. I mean, it's frightening, the abuse of the legal system that we're witnessing in this country right now, all at the hands of the Joe Biden Department of Justice. Here was more of Kevin McCarthy's comment yesterday.
Who in America thinks it's right that if Joe Biden was in trial right now beforehand, or that President Trump? And really, they've already looked at this issue how many times? And really, from the standpoint,
a lot of people passed on bringing those charges. That's why I said what I said.
The feds already looked at it.
All right.
And who do they? Think about it. Their number one witness has already proven to be a liar in the process. Cohen, the attorney.
We will see what happens when he testifies.
So everybody knows. So
let me get
back
to.
But it goes back to one question.
Yeah.
Does anybody in America believe President Trump would be holding this trial now if he wasn't running for president? That's the number one issue. So even if you dislike President Trump, you should stand up for fairness in America and say this is wrong.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think McCarthy is spot on. Now, let's compare and contrast that with. So we know what's happening. We know why it's happening. It's very clear that Alvin Bragg and the lady in Georgia and Letitia James up in New York all had meetings with people connected to the Biden administration before they brought these charges forward, all of them. Joe Biden wants to look into a camera and tell you, I didn't have anything to do with this. Not my problem. The people around him certainly did. And they're trying to prosecute him. And because they think that's the only way they can beat him. Listen to Hillary Clinton. She doubled down this weekend on her deplorables comment and her Russian collusion claims. Whatever they accuse you of is what they're guilty of. Listen to cut number one, please.
Because Putin does what he would like to do, kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants.
I have a question. Trump's already been president for 4 years. If that's what he really wanted, Hillary would be wearing an orange jumpsuit. Plain and simple. If that's who Donald Trump was, he had plenty of reasons with the Mueller report proving there was no Russian collusion and that the dossier was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign to have her locked up. But he didn't push for that. But guess who's pushing to have their opponent locked up right now? Tells you all you need to know about the Democrats in this country, the ones that are running the country anyway. I think a lot of ground-level Democrats see just how much this stinks to high heaven. Coming up, we'll talk to Hans about that, about the Title IX changes as well. I got him coming up after the break.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
too.
But it goes back to one question.
Yeah.
Does anybody in America believe President Trump would be holding this trial now if he wasn't running for president? That's the number one issue.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, so happy we've got you on here every Monday morning, because today the trial starts in New York for Donald Trump. And obviously that was Kevin McCarthy there with the key question. Would this be happening if Donald Trump was a private citizen? And I think the answer is pretty obvious.
Yeah, the answer is no. Andy, who I've known for a while, actually has a pretty good piece out about it today. And look, this is a business records falsification claim that Bragg wouldn't bring against anybody else. And by the way, it's another case where they're claiming fraud and there was no victim. This is just like the other case. Plus, you know, this prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, is claiming that these business records were falsified to hide a federal crime, a supposed violation of federal campaign finance laws. But, Mark, neither the Federal Election Commission, where I once served as a commissioner, nor the Justice Department have indicted or pursued President Trump because they don't actually think it is a violation of federal law.
Yeah, it's crazy that we watch it. So what are you expecting today in that trial? I guess the prosecution gets its start this morning, right?
Yeah, it starts this morning, and I think we're going to get opening statements from each side, depending on how long those are. That could take up the whole day. I would think the opening statements would be hopefully a lot shorter, and maybe the prosecution will immediately start calling its witnesses, although don't be surprised if they first bring up some kind of motion or ask the judge to once again punish Trump for violating the supposed gag order that he's got on the judge issued because of the fact that Trump has been rightly criticizing this whole process.
Hans, I wanted to ask you about what these new Title IX rules mean, because my understanding is now K through 12 students and faculty, for example, you have to use someone's preferred pronouns, even if they want to go by like they, them, or Z, whatever the case may be. And if you don't, you could be charged with harassment. Is my understanding of that correct?
That is the claim that is being made by the Biden Justice Department and others. But let me tell you, that is an absurd interpretation of Title IX. Title IX was, as you know, designed to prevent discrimination against women in college sports and elsewhere. And the idea that not referring to someone by some made up pronoun, that's harassment, that does not fit the actual language of the statute. It certainly doesn't fit the original intent of Congress when it passed that statute. In fact, if those people are probably rolling over in their graves when they see how people are trying to apply it.
Yeah, so we passed Title IX to protect women all those years ago and give them equal rights, and now we take all that away by letting men compete against them in sports.
Yeah, isn't that tells you just how crazy this is. And let me tell you, any judge that upholds that interpretation of the law, you know, is acting not based on the law, but based on their ideology and political opinions.
How can he do this? Like, help me understand how he can just rewrite this. Nothing with Congress, right? Like, can anything be done to reverse what they just came out with, these rules?
Well, what's going to have to happen is you have to have a lawsuit that sues over rules like this, and it has to make it all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, where hopefully the administration will get slapped down.
Wow. Let's hope that happens shortly. Hans, thanks for your insight today. We appreciate it.
So thanks for having me.
You bet. Hans von Spakovsky there from the Heritage Foundation.
So even if that did happen and it made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court, that could take months and months and months. These rules are set to take effect August 1st, just in time for next school year.
It could take years. And you know that the vindictive progressives that run school districts across America will run, not walk, to enforce these rules and spread wokeness in their schools. Again, why your school boards become so important here, because they can hire and fire and pick administrators, at least that can delay those sorts of changes, at the very least. It's just what we're watching our country unravel before our eyes. It's unbelievable. Coming up, we're going to get to Nicole Murray. We'll get you check of business this morning. Got In Other News with Ethan. Next hour, you're going to learn more about Delta 8 and the threat it may pose to your children. We'll be back in just a minute. All right, welcome back. You know what? I need your help. I do. We are going out and feeding our first responders every month, and I need your help for some more recommendations. You can nominate a police or fire department in your area, and then Grillmaster Tony is going to provide all of the food for them. We just need you to get online and take care of that. It's pretty simple. You tell us who they are and tell us why you think they deserve us dropping off some food for them, and then we'll kind of take care of the rest. But I need your nominations at 971talk.com. Slash contests. You can find the Feed Our First Responders right on there. Tony and I are going to go out on Friday of this week and deliver the latest round of food for our first responders. So thank you for doing that. Right now, let's get to Nicole, please. Nicole Murray, how are you?
Morning. I've got Monday vibes. I can't even lie.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Sunday scaries have led into the Monday morning wallops, I guess. But
I know. Some Mondays are better than others.
That's all it is. It really just some of them you got pep in your step, and some of them you don't. So.
Man alive! Wow, yeah, you can. It's easy to get on the struggle bus with that one. What's going on out there?
So futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 211, the NASDAQ lost 319, and the S&P 500 down 43. Chancellor Beth Strobel's compensation grew to more than $1 million for 2023, including a bonus of more than $120,000 as financial problems worsened at Webster University. The details were revealed last week when the university's most recent tax documents were made public. Financial information for the school was not made available. A Post-Dispatch analysis found the region's largest coal plant, the Labadie Energy Center, emitted more air pollutants than any plant in the country last year. The plant is owned by Ameren, and while local experts are unaware of research on impacts of sulfur dioxide around St. Louis, at least one national study published in November links coal plant pollution to thousands of deaths each year. When President Biden unveiled the details of his Plan B for student loan forgiveness, he also revealed that he has not lost hope to make community college free. This move would be part of Biden's $7.3 trillion budget for fiscal 2025. Some experts say free college is a better way to combat the college affordability crisis. Ryan Morgan, CEO of the Campaign for Free College Tuition, says loan forgiveness is a Band-Aid, not a permanent solution. Tesla has reduced the price of its full self-driving system by $4,000, which is roughly a third of the full original price. Tesla CEO and billionaire Elon Musk promised in 2019 that there would be a fleet of robo-taxis on the road in 2020, but the promise has yet to materialize. The cuts follow Tesla's move to slash $2,000 off three of its models in the U.S. The EV maker's stock is down roughly 40% this year alone. BlackRock estimates that the world's green energy transition will require $4 trillion annually by the mid-2030s, which is double the original estimate. Last year, $1.8 trillion was invested in relation to the energy transition. That is up $33 billion in 2004. And finally, British passengers on board a Sun Express flight to Turkey finished all of the booze on board less than a half an hour into the four-hour flight. Chief Executive Max Kaunaski says Brits are more self-indulgent than any other travelers, and for that reason, Sun Express will be expanding into the UK. Mark?
How is that possible? Was it just poor planning on the part of the airliner? I mean, how do you run out of booze that an hour into the flight?
I don't get a sense that this was anything on the airline's fault, if you will. I get the sense that they got like the perfect group of drinkers on board.
So like a rugby team or something got on the plane.
Something like that.
I mean, how many people are really drinking on airplanes? Because unless you have, say, like a Southwest voucher, isn't a tiny little thing like $6?
No, I mean, if you're heading to vacation and you're in party mode, I guess it doesn't matter.
I was going to say, I always get cocktails at the airport, on the plane. For me, vacation starts the second I'm waiting at that gate. So yep. I kind of understand it. And I don't know, maybe I'll join them next time.
Well, that would lift your spirits on a Monday. Anyway,
there
Nicole,
you go.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
All right. You have a great week. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate that. It's good. Hey, by the way, I got a little confirmation yesterday. For those of you who watched the video, it kind of went a little bit viral. Me walking through the parking lot out at the Chesterfield Mall with all those Teslas out there, right? Because I called the dealership and nobody would really share any information on why all those cars were sitting out there. And somebody confirmed for me yesterday, who knows something about the situation, that is indeed now a staging area because they don't have any room on the lots because the cars just aren't moving.
Because they're not selling?
Yes. They're not selling at the rate they would like. Yeah. Now, I would assume that eventually they stop ordering so many of them and there'll be fewer and fewer out there, but it's been pretty steady. I mean, that parking lot is full just about every day. And I see more and more of the trucks out there too.
I thought Tesla was cutting back on its production because demand was down.
I bet they are. Yeah. And what do they do with the lot logs, as they call them, that are just sitting out there, not selling?
Call Oprah so she can say, you get a car, you get a car.
Start giving them away. And again, I'm going to say this again because I always get grief over this. If you want to drive an electric car, God bless your little heart. You go to town, have yourself a ball. I completely support your right to drive one. But you have to wake up and look at what's happening in this country. And you got an administration driving us off a cliff. The lead story in the Post disgrace today is just how much the Labadie coal-burning power plant is emitting dangerous sulfur into the air and blah. That plant is 10 times cleaner than it ever was 20 years ago, and it's what lights your house up. It's what you're using to charge your little battery in your Tesla before you get in it and drive to work.
Your $15,000 battery? Isn't that what they cost?
And if it wasn't there, you'd be walking. Do you understand that? And on Earth Day, they had to do a big piece on how awful. It's the worst coal plant in the whole country. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do?
Why don't we just all ride around birds? You know what? Bring back the covered wagon. I think that is the best option for us moving forward.
Go get you a Conestoga Tesla and drive that to work. A little Conestoga wagon. Tesla. How about that? All right. Coming up, we got another news with Ethan. Next hour, we're going to talk to Chief Chris DiGiuseppe with Lake St. Louis PD, talking about the growing problem with Delta 8 and our young people, and they want some control over that. We're going to get to that at 7:08.
What's happening?
Oh, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has revealed the names of the 16 artists or other musical figures who will be inducted in 2024. It's a diverse list that stretches from R&B rock pioneer Big Mama Thornton to pop stars Cher and Dionne Warwick, from the 70s rooted rockers like Peter Frampton, Foreigner, and Ozzy Osbourne to 90s icons Dave Matthews Band, Mary J. Blige, and A Tribe Called Quest. Surprisingly, Jimmy Buffett pops up among the inductees unexpectedly, not because, you know, he was not good, but it's because he's never been on the ballot, ever. He's never been nominated, yet he got put in.
Chicken crap.
So, yeah.
Look, the answer to this is simple. Just call it the Music Hall of Fame. Jimmy Buffett didn't play rock and roll. Mary J. Blige doesn't play rock and roll.
Does Dave Matthews really rock and roll? I mean, I like Dave Matthews, but yeah, I agree. I'm fixated on who gets to classify these as rock and roll.
Mark Cox, it seems.
Well, I would like to be in on that too.
I think that's
because
a great
Dave Matthews
idea.
Is not rock and roll. It's not.
Put me in charge for a day, and I'll fix this. Just change the name of it. You're clearly you have no standards for who gets in as a rock and roll star. So just change it to Music Hall of Fame.
Agreed.
And I'll be happy. Thank you.
Don't let soccer tie. Okay, we just solved all the issues in the world.
I thought this would change when Jan Winter got kicked out, but
yeah, no kidding.
It really hasn't.
Well, that's how Foreigner got in.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is writing her way into Spotify history books with the Tortured Poets Department. On Friday, she released her new album. In the streaming platforms, she became the first album in the streaming platform's history to garner over 300 million streams in a single day. The album also became the most streamed album in a single day for 2024, accordingly. The album's lead single, Fortnite, featuring rapper Post Malone, also made history, becoming the most streamed song in a day.
He's not rapping it.
He's not, but
he's singing.
I listened to some of her album just to see what the hype
is.
It, they all sound the same. They all sound the same. 90% of them are about breakups, and you have these young girls who they're supposed like looking up to her as some role model. First of all, she's in her mid-30s. Second of all, she's talking about how she felt like her life wasn't worth living after a breakup. Is that really what you want young girls? I'm not saying Taylor's a bad person. Like, I respect her as an artist. She seems like a very sweet person. But are those the lyrics? She's dropping F-bombs. Sorry. Taylor's dropping F-bombs. One of her songs has repeated F-bombs. So warning you, moms and dads, if you've not vetted the songs, heads up.
Thank you.
I forget which song it is.
There are clean versions as well.
Well, there's also not so clean versions, just in case you haven't vetted it.
There are two songs that are up-tempo of the 31. And that's it.
No thanks.
Yeah, I'm passing. Morgan Wallen has break in his silence more than a week after he was arrested in Nashville for allegedly throwing a chair from the downtown rooftop. He said on X, quote, "I didn't feel right publicly checking in until I made amends with some folks. I've touched base with Nashville law enforcement, my family, and the good people at Chiefs, and I'm not proud of my behavior, and I will accept responsibility." But he's not going to stop touring, so.
Or drinking.
No. Or drinking.
He should probably at least stop drinking.
Kill police officers.
Sorry. A bit of a problem. Looks like all five Spice Girls reunited for Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party. It was seen on a video shared by David. It also got shared by Victoria also on Instagram, and she said it was the best night ever. Happy birthday to me. I love you all so much. I don't know. Maybe they'll start touring again.
Yeah, did they sing? Or they just
They just
kind of,
yeah, they sang and danced to Stop.
Nice.
Your favorite.
Oh, my favorite.
And one other quick one. It looks like Italy is offering a new digital nomad visa that allows all Americans to relocate for up to a year with the option to renew annually. And without a visa, foreigners can only stay in Italy for up to 90 days. They said not everyone's eligible, but you can be a freelance self-employed worker or a remote worker. You have to have a university or college degree, 6 months of work experience, an existing employment contract, proof of an annual income of $28,000, a evidence of housing in Italy, and evidence of health insurance coverage. So.
Isn't that discriminatory to say you have to have a college degree? There are some very intelligent people and successful who never went to college.
Can you believe that a country would actually respect its borders and have rules?
They can have
rules,
but that is the college degree thing is weird. But yes, they can choose what they want to do, just like we should be here in the United States.
Yeah.
I think you guys are all missing
the point
here.
Sorry, I'm yelling into the microphone.
What's the point?
Mark could take us all over to Italy for a year and we could broadcast live.
I forgot about that.
I tell you, man.
There's 7 hours ahead of us.
I love Italy.
Your morning show
can
start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'll live in the Amalfi Coast.
It's gorgeous.
Let's go.
If you've never been there, you got to put it on your bucket list. I can't wait to get back over there. It's just beautiful. Hey, coming up, we'll talk more about the threat of Delta 8. And we'll talk to the head of the St. Louis University College Republicans.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.